Support of KQED's podcasts is provided by Stitcher Radio for the iPhone and BlackBerry. Public radio programs and podcasts are available on demand with the Stitcher app. Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. The Stitcher app is available at Stitcher.com.
The last group boarded the plane and the gate area was instantly deserted. There were only two of us left, escorts seeing off unaccompanied minors. I was settling into a seat, already feeling miserable about putting my grandchildren on the plane to go home after their visit. The other escort, a young mother, approached me. She said her daughter had been flying by herself for 3 years, since she was five. Still, it never got easier to see her off. I agreed it was difficult. TJ is 12 and Mimi is 8, but this was the first trip they'd flown by themselves. Of course, TJ, who just turned 12, was quick to point out that he's not considered an unaccompanied minor. The young mother told me her daughter was going to visit her grandparents in Ohio. We watched as the plane pulled back from the gate. She recalled that when she was a girl, she used to travel by herself to visit her grandparents in Venezuela. She laughed, saying she couldn't imagine how her mother could have let her travel so far by herself. It was a different time, we agreed. Her mother and daughter were excited about the visit. I told her I envied them, looking forward to the beginning of the visit. Grandkids visiting grandparents. For some kids who aren't lucky enough to live near their grandparents, summer's the time they get to visit them, on their own. It's a rite of passage, indicating a kid is old enough to be away from his or her parents. It's a welcome break for parents. And for grandparents, it's an uninterrupted spoiling time, without having to abide by the bedtime rules or the you have to eat all your peas before you get dessert edicts of parents. It's when grandparents and grandchildren get to know each other on their own terms. They discover aspects of their personalities that might be muted when the child parent is around. They share experiences that will become memories. I told the young mother that in 2 weeks her mother was going to be feeling the grandma blues, like I was. We looked up and the plane was gone. The conversation had been a welcome distraction. We said goodbye, feeling like old friends. We almost gave each other a hug. With a perspective, I'm Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.